from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The Supreme Court took arguments on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution for what he sees as official acts when he was president.
It's clear that at the end of the day here, the justices, majority of them, want presidents to have some protection from prosecution, but not as much as Trump wants. And that likely means a complicated opinion, more litigation in the lower courts, and an almost certain delay of any trial in this case until after the November election.
ABC's Terry Moran. The first freighter departed the port of Baltimore more than a month after the bridge there was destroyed.
The Balsa 94, a bulk carrier quietly passing through the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Guided by tugboats, it passes the wreckage of the Dolly, the cargo ship that's been stuck in the downed bridge for more than 4 weeks now. Balsa 94 is one of five ships that's been stuck in port.
ABC's Perry Russum. There was a sharp slowdown in the U.S. economy the first 3 months of the year. The government reporting the economy expanded 1.6% during the winter, down from 3.4% the last 3 months of last year. The Kremlin, with bellicose comments after President Biden signed the 11-figure military aid package for Ukraine.
Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov bluntly says of the move, the U.S. is now directly involved in the conflict by increasing the range of the weapon systems it already supplies. But this, he believes, will not fundamentally change the outcome of Russia's special military operation. It will, however, he says, cause more problems for Ukraine itself.
ABC's Tom Rivers. Separately, Russia said it will not attend Switzerland's conference on Ukraine set for June. Tobacco smokers in Minneapolis will be paying some of the highest prices in the nation for cigarettes. The city council there on Thursday jacking up the minimum retail price to $15 a pack. You're listening to ABC News. The U.S. military has begun building a pier off the coast of Gaza to get humanitarian aid in by boat. Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder is Pentagon spokesman.
I can confirm that U.S. military vessels, to include the USNS Benavidez, have begun to construct the initial stages of the temporary pier and causeway at sea.
Mortars landed in what will eventually be the marshalling yard the pier will support.
The incident in no way delays our efforts to establish the maritime corridor.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses continue. Students at Northwestern University getting into the act.
Dozens of students have set up tent encampment there and are calling it a free Gaza liberated zone. The problem is none of these encampments are actually seen as liberated space by any of the school administrations that they are happening at. Northwestern says the tents are a violation of school policy, and when police moved in to take them down, protesters linked their arms and tried to keep folks away from them.
ABC's Phil Lipoff. At the White House, Vice President Harris led a forum on criminal justice reform, talking about President Biden's recent clemency announcement for nonviolent drug offenders.
If we want to invest in the people of our country, and we're doing it both in terms of people who've been in the system and people who haven't been in the system, it's about access to opportunity.
Kim Kardashian attended. She previously worked with the Trump administration on criminal justice reform. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.